With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell claims the central bank's independence is at risk, and he blames President Trump. Powell says the Fed has been served with subpoenas and is threatened with a criminal indictment relating to his congressional testimony last June. Powell's already on his way out as the Federal Reserve Chairman, just 4 months left in his tenure. The death toll in Iran has soared to more than 540 amid nationwide anti-government demonstrations, threatening the theocracy with collapse. The BBC's Lise Doucette.
Videos have emerged of a makeshift open-air morgue just outside Tehran, where people came searching for their loved ones. The BBC was able to count at least 180 white shrouds as refrigerated trucks kept pulling up with more. The government has also been burying its own. The coffins of security forces and civilians were carried by crowds in what state television says were at least 10 provinces.
And President Trump, who has threatened U.S. intervention, says Iran is seeking negotiations. As for what the demonstrators seek,
I think they just want peace. They want to have freedom. The protesters are after freedom. Iran has not allowed freedom for a long time. And the protesters, I don't think they're trying to appease me. They're trying to get somebody to help them. They're under siege.
Several people injured in Los Angeles, and someone drove a U-Haul truck into a crowd of Iran protesters. The driver's under arrest. Homeland Security Secretary Noem says hundreds more federal agents will be deployed to Minneapolis and vicinity in the midst of the big anti-ICE protests there. The demonstrations ramped up following the fatal shooting of an anti-ICE demonstrator last week. Wall Street, the Dow down 246 points. This is SRN News. A Christian financial expert issues a warning.
And it's not about the economy or debt or investments. No, Dave Ramsey is very concerned about gambling. The longtime Christian radio host and author said on a recent show that sports wagering is, quote, the most addictive thing I've ever seen. The number of people calling our financial counselors and telling them that their entire lives have been destroyed by gambling is unbelievable. It's the fastest growing addiction in America. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas Methodist Foundation has awarded nearly $1 million in grants funding to 68 churches and nonprofit ministries across Texas and New Mexico. One of those recipients is Corpus Christi Metro Ministries. It provides over 8,000 hot meals to the homeless each month, as well as no-cost medical services and transitional housing. TMF says all the recipients spread the gospel and help the poor, adding, these are nurturing places where neighbors are welcomed and fed. This is SRN News. A display at one of the Smithsonian museums no longer includes a reference to Donald Trump's two impeachments.
Changes have been made at President Trump's photo portrait display at the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery here in Washington. References to his two impeachments have been removed, while references to the Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton impeachments remain. There's also a new Trump photograph on display. Since taking office nearly a year ago, the president has accused the Smithsonian of bias. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he wants a one-year, 10% cap on credit card interest rates. It's an idea that revives a campaign pledge of his, and it could save Americans tens of billions of dollars. However, it's drawing immediate opposition from an industry that, so far at least, has been on President Trump's side. More details at srnnews.com.